It is the Colm Hayes Show. It's 2FM. We are live from the Milk Market. It's bric-a-brac day. I see loads of stuff going on down there and books and bits and pieces. Bric-a-brac. And we are here till 1 o'clock. Thank feck it's Friday. It's on after midday. We got the Coronas ready to go. Steve Cummins is ready to go. We got Lottie Ryan. And in with us now is Keith Wood. Keith, how are you?
Excellent, Colm. How are you?
Keith, you sang with the Coronas.
That's after a fashion, I think that would be true. After a party in London about 4 or 5 months ago.
Was it planned?
It wasn't planned.
Okay, all right, one of those moments.
I can just say they would never have planned it, knowing right. How unbelievably crap I am at singing, but sure, such is life.
Really? How are you?
I'm a great form.
Just pull it a little bit closer to the microphone there.
No problem. There you go.
That's good.
I'm laughing at you, by the way, Colm, because it is absolutely freezing here in Limerick. You're there in a rather fetching pink shirt. Are you trying to put us all to shame? I'm covered in a jacket, two jackets and a scarf.
I know, I sort of have a jumper, and I realised there was a hole underneath it and the arm, and it's a black jumper, so it'll just show badly. It won't look good. I know it's radio.
I think it's very important that the listeners know that you said that your mother would see you, and you don't think you should have a jacket on, even though it is on radio.
But, I know, and even though we are outdoor, but there you go.
Yeah,
but it's okay. I'll survive till 1 o'clock.
Exactly.
Now, I've seen your picture all over the papers this week for the Special Olympics.
We've had a great week this week. We had the launch of the 2014 National Games in Limerick. They'll be on in June. And we had a whole load of athletes down in the University of Limerick this week, and it was brilliant, as it always is, as every time you get a chance to get involved in Special Olympics, you do, but there's something incredibly magical about it.
And you're calling for loads of volunteers and obviously funding as well and everything. It's all starting now, really, isn't it?
It is. It's all starting now. I mean, the Special Olympics happens every day. You know, a lot of people think it happens every 4 years. It doesn't. It's every single day. There's competitions and events all over the country all the time. But every few years we have something extraordinary like the National Games. The athletes have been practicing and training for ages to go for it. It costs an awful lot of money. I mean, it's 1.9 million is the figure that's been talked about. So we do. We need money. We need product in kind, and we need volunteers. But amazingly, this year, at the launch date, we already have 1,000 volunteers signed up.
How many do you need? Did I see 7,000 required?
No, we need 3,000, over 3,000 volunteers. And
I'm calling for 7,000.
You call for 7,000 and we'll take 3. That's perfect.
So how can people volunteer? Is there a website? Is there a place?
Absolutely. SpecialOlympics.ie. You'll be able to find it on that. Yeah. And all the details are on that. But we were here 4 years ago. We had the National Games. Yeah. Limerick did such an incredible job then that they couldn't really see their way to going anywhere else. Yeah, you know, they needed to get back down here, and the support was absolutely incredible.
You're just born up the road from here, yeah?
I was born in Bedford Row, about 500 yards from here.
Right, okay.
Became a flower shop afterwards, so I came out smelling of flowers.
Wasn't flower shop when you were born?
No, absolutely not. No.
And is it Keith Woods flower shop or
anything? No, definitely not, no.
I can't see he's a florist somehow.
No.
Do you ever go back down? Do they know that you were born there?
No, it's long changed. It got torn down again afterwards So, my birthplace is gone.
Just walking around Limerick last night, there was a great buzz, a great atmosphere, especially for Christmas with the lights up. And here in the Milk Market, it's really cool. It's really cool.
Well, the Milk Market is extraordinary.
Yeah.
You know, since they redeveloped it a number of years ago, in here on, you know, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, this place is absolutely buzzing. They get 10,000 people through here on a Saturday morning, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And there's a good sense, you know, it is December. I think there's also a high level of expectation for the City of Culture.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's going to be a big impetus for the area.
Are you involved in that a lot next year?
I'm involved in little bits and bobs of it. You had Patricia on earlier on, and I'll basically do as I'm told, you know, and it is about promotion of the area.
Keith Wood to do what he's told.
Exactly. And we're involved in different parts of it. We have the Sports Literature Festival we're running, and there's different parts in the midst of that. But yeah, it is exciting. It's a great opportunity for Limerick to be the first city to get it in Ireland.
Absolutely,
so it's very important.
And Munster is so important as well for rugby as well. And we were talking about rugby during the week. You may have read the story, and this is about Cooler, which is a club up the road from me, a GAA club, is joining up with Black Rock Rugby Club. Cooler has got like 5,000 members, an amazing amount. And unfortunately, club rugby is at a low at the moment, especially around the Leinster area. So they're coming together. How's club rugby around the Munster area?
I think club rugby everywhere in Ireland is struggling.
Yeah.
You know, I think with professionalism, with it going to the provincial system, it has taken an awful lot of funds away from what club rugby used to be, and I think that's a terrible shame.
Yeah.
There's a huge need for the ethos of clubs that have been around for over 100 years to be able to trickle through to all the young players that are coming. And it's an important part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not getting the love it needs, to be honest. And when you see a team like Blackrock having to combine, and mind you, I would say that sport, it doesn't matter what you play, having a combination of all the resources is no bad thing anyway, but it is a bit of a shame that that has come to pass.
Is that the way it's going to go? I mean, we were talking to Shane Byrne during the week, and Shane was saying in so many words that he feels that the IRFU have sort of turned their back, not turned their back, but maybe have taken the focus off the clubs, you know, and it's more towards the provincial game and obviously, you know, the national game as well.
Well, they absolutely have taken their focus off the club game. You know, they look at the money ticket that drives the game. They do filter the money back down to the clubs, and they do filter it down to the underage, absolutely. But I think they're missing a trick.
I think there's
a great history and a great tradition and a great ethos within the club game, and that needs to be the arm put around the shoulder of that and not kind of left out on its own.
I often think as well, is it a case that guys are going from literally secondary schools straight into the Leinster camps or the Munster camps and then leaping into the professional sport at a young age or not, and therefore that whole thing of they're bypassing the clubs now.
And it makes it incredibly difficult.
Yeah,
and actually, for the young guys at 18, 19 years of age, you want them to play games.
Yeah.
Not be in an academy training all the time. You want to get that spirit of youth, 18, 19, 20, 21, and that's when you want them to be playing for Ireland. For that, they need to have played a lot of games, and they're not getting that number, really, at that age.
Can't let you go without talking about Six Nations, and after we did so well against New Zealand, I know we can't talk about moral victories. We should have won the bloody game. Were you there?
I was there. And I was working for the BBC. I had my head in my hands for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can talk about moral victories. You can talk about an incredible performance. You can say that the difference from 10 years ago, as an example, is that Ireland played incredibly well, but New Zealand played incredibly well.
Yeah.
And past times we were counting on the fact of them having a total cock up and not playing properly at all.
This is one of their best years in history.
Sure. You know, 14 wins out of 14.
Yeah.
Their last play was truly phenomenal. I just hope we learn from it and know that that standard will bring us very close, and if we have a little bit more belief, it'll bring us a bit closer still.
Will that make the guys think, okay, if we can get that close, I mean, I suppose that's what the moral victory is about, then we can do so well in the Nations?
That's what it has to be.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They have to believe that they can be better than every team that they play against, but they need to believe it for all 80 minutes.
Well, we'll see what happens. Listen, good seeing you.
Great to see you, Colin.
Take care of yourself. I know you're heading off to Dublin now. Keith Wood, thanks very much for coming in. All right, if you want to get to us. Keith Brawl, his extended family, well done. Which is Limerick, really, isn't it? Okay, if you want to get to us, 1850 715922 or text us at 51552.